Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the podcast to let you know this is the final of all the live recordings that we did at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Thanks heaps for everyone who came out. This one, I'm going to say, was the best one. And I'm not just saying that because it's the last one, but it was such a fun episode. So what we're going to hear is Nina Ayama, you're going to hear Rose Matafeo, you're going to hear Tom Allen, and you're going to hear Reese Nicholson. So very, very funny. Also, thanks everyone who is, leaving reviews and sharing them around. That means a lot. So thank you very much. Also, if you are a Patreon subscriber, I know I've been slack. Well, I haven't been slack. I've been so fucking busy. But there is going to be two coming up in this next month. I'm on Roadshow at the minute. I'm going to do a Roadshow special one and put that up as your bonus one for the month of April. So I know it's May, but you'll get two in April. I guarantee it. I swear. Hey, speaking of roadshow, I am in a whole bunch of towns. So if you're in Queensland, I'm going everywhere. I actually leave today. So I'm going to be in places such as the Gold Coast, Ballina, Noosa, Gympie, Logan, places around there. If you're living in Queensland, around those areas, Ipswich, I think, and the roadshow's coming to town, I'm going to be on it. And it's a really cool lineup. So it's me, Daniel Connell, Mel Buttle, John Hastings, Eleanor Tiernan, Rahul Subramanian. It's really cool. So come along, and it's great. I think that's all I need to say. You guys are great. Enjoy this episode. I'll see you next week.
Hey. Hello, Melbourne. Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. This is the last one of the festival. Oh, boo. I am so fucking tired, though. Can I just say that? I am so exhausted. So thank you to everyone who's been to all five of them. Yes, give yourself a cheer. Excellent. So for those who have never been before, they're only here because they like the guests. So what I do is every single week I go through the internet and I find other Josh Earls, that's my name, other Josh Earls, and what they've been doing through the week. And I don't like doing it during Comedy Festival because I don't like reading reviews. But I had a really good show on last Sunday, so I thought, all right, I'll go on Monday and I'll trawl the internet. All right, so this is... this is what I found, okay? I went on Twitter... and just all in a row, this is what I found. Josh Earl can fuck off, the fraud. Then, Josh Earl, utter wank. Josh Earl needs to get in the bin. Josh Earl is useless. Fuck me. And Josh Earl is a fucking joke. Good news, guys. It's the footballer from England. Who I'm guessing had a pretty bad game on the weekend. Anyway, so if you've ever been before, what I do, I get four very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian who shares his name with the managing director of Acute Services. Oh, yes, he does. Can you please welcome, it's Reese Nicholson!
Hi.
Hello, Reese.
This is not the listening for the podcast, but I've never sat next to you on the podcast before.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
You're always on the end.
I'm always at the end. Feels hurtful now, thinking about it. But now you trust me or something? Yeah. Is it because I'm not in a suit and I don't look as predatory, maybe? Or
I like the shirt.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Well, this is going great so far.
It's going to be good for the listener.
To those listening at home, I'm completely naked. Yeah.
Also joining us is a first time to the podcast... if you type her name into Google, the related searches are Rose Manafeo relationship, Rose Manafeo boners, and Rose Manafeo horn dog. Can you please welcome, it's comedian Rose Manafeo!
Hey.
Hello.
Oh my God. I'm the one searching all those three things every time. I'm like, where are we now?
I'd like to think the boners has a question mark after it. Rose Matafeo boners?
Absolutely.
Rose does a podcast called Bones of the Heart. It's a very good podcast with Alice Sneddon, so yes. That's why people are searching boners.
Yes, thank you for establishing that.
I just thought I had to.
It's not the only reason people are searching boners.
Let's be honest.
Our next guest is also a first-timer to the podcast. He shares his name with an Australian man who is a robotics engineer, the head sports scientist for the Arsenal Football Club, and the UK band... the UK band Glass Animals tour manager, but the one we have here is comedian Tom Allen, everyone! Yay! Hello.
Hello. I had a very big night last night, and now I think it's reflected in my voice, which sounds like this. I'm so sorry. I'm wearing a blazer.
We'd only met the other night, so I wouldn't have known that it was not your voice. So
you were, oh, that's true. I should have just lied. Should have
that's
just
right.
been like. He's got a very gruff voice.
Actually, no, when you do Google you, it comes up real voice. Tom Allen, real voice.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really? It's really disconcerting just sitting with somebody going, when you Google you. And then something about you. Real voice, really?
Tom Allen, real voice.
Wow. And what does it come up with?
I didn't click up. I was just thinking.
If you search, is Reese Nicholson, the first one is gay. And I just can't see how I could have made it clearer. There's genuinely not another thing I could do. Do I need to fuck somewhere in Flinders Square or something? Or is that a place?
And finally is a comedian who last time was on the show was in the midst of a wet march where she was drunk every day for the month of March. So let's see how she's going on the last day of the Comedy Festival. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Nina Oyama. Yeah. Hey, Nina.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
How was wet March?
It was pretty good, but now I'm on MDMA, bro.
Yeah. I like it.
I feel cold and hot at the same time.
There's no one in this room right now.
And every day your parents are going, we know you love us. Stop calling us, okay? You love us. It's fine.
And have a drink of water.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think actually wrote the tweet. Your names are your buzzers. So you've got to say your name, okay? You get a point if you get right. You seem confused, Tom.
It's going to happen a lot.
So wait,
don't worry.
Do we get a point if we get our names right or the tweet right?
No. No. That would be a great game.
Yeah.
At this point in the festival.
Yeah. Nina.
Joel Creasy. Nate Valvo. Dave Hughes? If he wants to win an award... I'm fucked.
That's why he called his show Harry. He's getting that bear crowd. All right. So you get a point if you get it right.
Where are you going, man?
I don't know. Where do I put this?
Just on the ground.
There isn't a coffee.
On the ground.
But I don't want it to smash.
Yeah.
Throw it onto the crowd.
I thought you were just going to launch into the audience like a rocket.
I just thought we'd start off with me crowd surfing. Yeah. I hope you don't mind. That's how I...
That'll be later tonight. Okay, that's...
Growth.
Okay, if you get it right, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person who actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. So you can't lose points, so go out for it. You can't buzz in for your own one, so here we go. Oh, so it's fine for you to call my dog a fur baby, but I can't call your kid a piglet boy. Fine.
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
That's a Nina tweet.
No, that is Reese Nicholson. Yes.
You may also know that tweet from the first 5 minutes of my show.
And I swear to God, I will see you one day, man. Yeah. I will come.
Oh, no.
We clash.
Thanks, Helen.
Question Question two. At my gig tonight, I got told not to ring the bell in the dressing room because it brings the ghost of a small child. Well, guess what? And then a video of them ringing that bell.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Rose?
No, that was Tom
Allen.
I
know it's Tom.
Yeah, it was one of mine. Yeah. It's unusual, I think.
Have a ghost child?
No, it's an unusual one for me, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not your tone usually. I mean, you rarely post videos.
Rarely. So it was a real treat that you found that, actually.
It was two videos.
There were two videos,
there was a follow-up, because you rang the bell.
And then...
Spoilers, but then the ghost appeared.
Was it
I got my tour manager
to put a blanket on his head. Small child? Or was it a big child?
It was my tour manager with a blanket on his head.
Oh. So a big child.
Big child.
Question three. Hearing about that guy that sucked dick for Fyre Festival water makes me mad at myself for sucking dicks for free.
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
I mean, usually I'd say me, but
yeah, I was going to say you.
Nina?
Yes, you're correct. Yes, another one is Reese.
Nina.
If anyone wants their dick suck later. Nah, just kidding. Got some water right here.
Why are you sucking dicks? Do you think there's water in there?
For sustenance.
Like a cactus in the desert.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Cactus
like
in the desert.
Grylls, but instead of my own piss, it's other people's cum.
Wow.
I think I have to go home now.
You're not allowed to go home after that.
Just before the podcast, Nina was saying, this is my first live podcast. I don't know how it's going to go. I think it's going to go fine, Nina. I think it's going to go very fine. Question four. Eating fish on Easter out of respect for Mary's pussy.
Rose!
Yes, Rose.
I saw this because I follow her, Nina.
Yeah.
Yes!
Great tweet!
Thank you. I'm very respectful to our Lord's mother.
I also just can't see anyone else on this panel saying pussy at any time in our lives.
No, I would never say, no. I would never say that.
I think that I might be the first time I've seen it.
Me neither.
What's a pussy, Josh?
Well, when a man loves a woman very much.
Yuck!
All right. Question five. 26 is an interesting age where you're too young to write an autobiography, but too old to have any hope for the future.
Nina.
I heard Nina first. Yes.
Rose.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Nina. Everyone's off the board. That's good.
It's a really depressing one, actually. Everyone
yeah,
just went,
really
yeah,
bothered,
that's true. Did not kill in the room.
I think I am the oldest on the panel, so I think...
Let's go all through our ages.
Yeah, that's a fun game. How old are you, Josh?
No, let's go through our weights.
How old do you think...
That's a fun game.
I weigh like 45 kilos and I'm really thin and pretty.
How old do you think I am, Tom?
I think you are it's probably the same age as me, 35.
Rose?
I'll go 35.
This feels like your new podcast.
Yes. I just like getting compliments.
Don't you know how old I am?
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah, like 34, 35.
Okay. Nina?
80.
44. Wow. No, I'm not. I'm 37. But I just like saying that because then people give me the comment, wow, you look so good.
That's like randomly telling people you're pregnant. So people go, oh my God, you look amazing. Nah, just fat.
Question number six. 25 is the worst age. Too young to be taken seriously, too old to be Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend.
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
I think it's Rose.
No, that's Nina. A point there for Nina.
Oh.
We've already established Rose is 26.
Yeah.
No, I'm 27 now. I've grown up.
Are you 27?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. Hi, I'm 27.
Lovely to meet you, 27. I'm dad. No.
This is a great podcast. I'm having a great time.
It's fun. Question seven. Some of y'all had dishwashers growing up and it shows.
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
That's the Rose Manifeo question.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Reese. Yes.
I think I might have liked that one.
Because I did not. Support.
I did not have a dishwasher.
Yeah, neither did I. Did you guys have dishwashers growing up?
Yeah, of course.
Eat the rich!
You had a dish right. His name was Simon. I never knew where he slept. Till my 18th birthday.
True story.
Reese takes a sip of white wine. Sorry, I'm narrating that.
Mama rewards herself. Okay.
Nah, just getting the shakes.
Question 8. Retweet if your feet. Retweet if your feet.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Reese.
No, that was Rose. Another point there for Rose. Oh.
That was from like 2012.
Yeah, it was November 2012.
I have no recollection of that.
How? Well, you knew what year it was, though. That's
weird.
No,
because it came up on my thing. Because I was searching. Okay, I was searching my own name and feet.
Yeah. I've done that same thing.
Yeah, because I'm on a website, which many of you guys will know. Wikifeet.com, which is a celebrity foot database, and there is someone genuinely. As soon as I upload a photo that has any like hint of my feet, it is immediately uploaded to Wikifeet.com, and then they rate your feet out of a star rating of 5. And I've got a 4 star rating out of like 50 reviews. So,
oh, they said out of 50 stars. Yeah. Oh, that's cold.
So it's not stars, it's little piggies. That's what that is. Yeah. It's 5 little piggies.
That's
adorable. Can we see your feet right now?
Absolutely not. Okay. I don't like my feet. That's what makes it so creepy.
That's really sad.
So someone's put you on there? Or did you put yourself on
there? No. Just trying to get them out there. It's a celebrity foot database.
It's like the LinkedIn.
Right? It's not like ratemypoo.com.
No.
Upload your poos and get people to rate them.
What?
Just kidding, I never do that. I would never. I just made that up. It's not real.
They are an affiliate website of wikifeet.com as well. It's people upload them.
That's so wild. I'm on a website.
But the moment I put my dick on the internet,
people go crazy. But you guys got to get on it.
What website are you on, Nina?
I'm on a website. It's called like Aussie Angel Icons, and they've taken all the screen caps on Utopia from when I'm wearing a short skirt or a low cut top, and then they post them all.
This is a lot darker than the first one.
Anyway, AussieAngelIcons.com. Check out my butt. Because I won't show it to you myself.
I'm really worried about you, Nina.
Is it the MDMA?
It's basically everything you've said.
Question 9. What about an upstairs-downstairs porno called While You're Down There?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
That is Reese Nicholson.
You are correct. Yeah, Reese Nicholson.
Who, the only person I can upstairs downstairs reference probably in the last. Yeah.
I'm the only one that makes like an Angela Lansbury tweet next to like a tweet about cum. They're not connected. Who
they
stole
should
it?
Be.
Bed knobs and broom dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a great one. That's what would good. A broom dick be, though?
I don't know.
What about like murder? She cummed.
Yeah. Murder, she cummed.
See, I was thinking murder, she chowed.
Oh, yeah, like, I was trying to...
Oh, that's nice. My other one.
Or just like a really lazy one, like dick she ate or something. Like.
That's the title of my book.
But they update it, and instead of her being on the typewriter, she's on her laptop, and it's just like some really bad porn. Okay. Yeah.
Dick, she ate. It's incredible. Amazing.
I'm really sorry.
And our last question for this round.
Oh my god.
Okay, it's a long one, so don't buzz until the end.
Oh,
is that the name of... It's always fun.
Question 10. It's amazing that sunscreen contains spoof to protect us from the sun's rays. The older the spoof, 50 plus, the stronger it is. The young spoof, 15 plus, not as effective. But the real question is, where does it come from and why is it so good at fighting the sun?
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Nina.
Yes.
Nina, of course, Nina. Amazing.
stuff.
So neat.
Very good.
Was that like 1/2 and then 2/2?
No, it was all in one.
All in one.
All in one. All in one.
Oh. Thank God for that word limit going on.
Yeah, I don't even. But I don't use good punctuation or anything. Anyway, give me a blue tick. I'm trying so hard.
I'd love if you had have done a bunch of tweets and then people retweeted it with like this thread.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thread.
This. It's my favourite thing on the internet.
Yes.
This.
So a little peek behind the curtain. I write this the night before, and my wife. I sometimes go over it with my wife. Going, hey, what?
Wife.
What? Yeah, wife.
Okay. Yeah.
You and my dad are both very surprised.
Wow,
is it because he seems single or the other thing?
The other thing.
Oh. The other thing. The other thing. My name is Reese.
Sorry, Joel, didn't mean to.
Anyway, so I read that there was this one or another one of your tweets that was like,
you've basically just brought us here to talk about dicks.
No,
that's
well,
all we've done.
No, the other one was Kylie Jenner is a billionaire, like I am a sloth fucker. In terms of my parents gave
really
me a whole bunch of sloths. I can't remember, but anyway, I read that out and my wife said, no, go with the spoof one, that's better. So
we'll do the sloth one next time if I'm allowed back.
Yeah.
If I'm not banned.
And then we hid Easter eggs around the house. Okay, the end.
Weirdly, this was 2 weeks ago, though.
Oh, at the end of the round, the scores are Tom on 1 point. Give it for Tom, everyone. Nina on 2 points. Give it for Nina.
Wow.
Rose on 3 points.
Wow, Rose.
But our leader on 4 points, it's Reese Nicholson.
Gosh.
Don't worry, I'll lose.
All right, this round is called Yearbook. What's it called, audience?
Yearbook.
Love it.
I don't like that.
And this round, we go back in time and talk about a moment from our school years that stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a young Nina Ayama.
Oh.
Well, that could be her now.
Yeah. Younger Nina Ayama. Now, when Nina was at school...
It's true, I'm like 16 right now. Yeah. I'm a 16-year-old model.
Still trying to suck dicks.
Well, yeah, who loves MDMA and cum.
Now, when Nina was at school, her school had a cum dressed as what you want to be when you're older.
Wow. All makes sense.
Dress up day.
Now,
the cum was dressed up as a cowboy? A big sperm?
Yeah. Now, it was cum themed mufti day. Bring a dollar.
But
cum,
okay,
cum in the mufti day? No, never.
But what did Nina dress up as that won her first prize? Was it A, Nina dressed up as a stereotypical and racially questionable 70s-style pimp in a purple suit and a long fur coat? Two of her friends played her hoes. For the listener, I did quotation marks. Okay, so Nina, this is B, Nina went as a drug dealer and was handing out cool mints to all the teachers. Or C, Nina went dressed as a mother pig with a belly full of long pig nipples. One of these is true. You ask her as many questions as you can to try and get the right answer. You don't have to guess all together. You can guess individually. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Hello.
Hello, 16-year-old model. Yeah. So with the pimp suit, where did you make it or did you hire it or how did you get that?
Is there a member of the family that is a pimp?
Yeah.
Well, I stopped because my brother and I did dancing when we were little, and he was like a lot taller than me, and he had to wear a pimp suit for one of his dance competitions. So I stole it from him.
Oh, okay, let's go back to that.
what kind of dance competition was this?
It was at school. It was at Willoughby Town Centre, and there was like dance competitions. But and they had gave us
what kind
costumes.
Of dance?
He did a dance to The Prodigy, "Smack My Bitch Up."
Jazz dance. He did a dance, and I guess this is inappropriate, but when he was 8, he did I'm Too Sexy. It's true. And they also did Rasputin. And they dressed up, they had the furry hats and stuff.
Wow.
I'm Too Sexy dressed as Rasputin.
No. They were two separate dances. I think one was like a Sedford group and the other one was just normal jazz.
It's no such thing.
Normal jazz.
Yeah. Normal jazz. Yeah. Nothing is normal about this jazz. I hate to break it to you.
And who were your two friends? What were they, who were their names?
Their names were Jen and Christine.
I love that's such a stressful Checks question. Out. Name two friends. Oh. Oh, fuck. I don't know at the end of this festival. With the... What was the, like, the... With the pills one? I also think we should just all call all pills cool mints now. You want a mint? They're really cool.
They are.
What...
Nina would know.
Cool with a K, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool with a K.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember those chalk cool mints for a while?
Yeah.
Was that a New chalk Zealand mints. Thing?
Someone chalk got mints. Fired for that.
Yeah, I know. They were fucking disgusting. Anyway, go on with your questioning.
What was the... So you're a drug dealer...
Yes.
For that one. Break down the costume for me.
Okay, so I got the idea because I was watching Skins. Yeah, and they go and see a drug dealer and I was wearing like tracksuit pants, but I was also wearing, what are they called? Men's underwear? Boxes. And I was wearing my tracksuit pants like real low so you could see the boxes, and then I was wearing like a sports jacket and like a cap. Yeah, that's what I was wearing.
Okay.
Do you want more info?
I mean, it's quite a nuanced costume, isn't it?
I guess it could be anyone, but I called myself a drug dealer and people trusted me. Probably because they didn't know what a drug dealer looked like. And in hindsight, neither did I. I've seen a lot of well-dressed drug dealers. Now.
It goes one or the other. There's no middle ground on drug dealers. You're
That's
always
so
like,
true.
That guy owns a really nice car, or like, do you want to borrow some teeth? Like, there's... Yeah. There's no just like, no one in this room is like, hello, I'd sell pills. You know what I mean? There's just no... Yeah. Anyway.
Where did you keep the cool mints in? Like, deal them out?
Oh, I had Little like bags? A bum bag, obviously.
Oh, that is very drug dealer. Really that is drug very dealer. Drug dealer.
That's
and,
good.
Very cool.
I saw in Skins that they had them in baggies, so I like... You know how when you get clothes and you get a little button, like a spare
yeah.
button?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And for some reason, I like hoarded all the buttons. I just like to do it.
I do.
But I tipped out all the buttons and I got the bags and I filled them with little cool mints.
Do you think that's...
Yeah, but how many did you put in each?
One to two. They were very
they're small. They're No, cool mints are quite large.
Yeah, you no, fucked it.
You fucked it.
No, but
the bags are small.
No, you meant the button bags.
Yeah.
Are small.
But button bags, but you're not going to fit two cool mints in a button bag.
I think two is a crazy,
crazy amount.
Mm. I think two is a crazy amount there. You fucked it, girl.
Okay.
I feel like Elizabeth Warren. Like
look, I never thought I'd ask this question, but any questions about the long pig nipples?
Oh, I knew it was that one from the start.
What's a pig nickel?
A pig nipple.
Oh.
Imagine that I came out on this podcast of having pig nipples. I'm from Newcastle, you don't know.
What were they made of, Nina?
They were made of, what are they called, pantyhose?
Wow.
And I, like, twisted them.
You don't know the name of anything.
Particularly when it comes to underwear.
I'm very hungover. I'm possibly scat.
Hey, do people think they know what they're going to answer?
I think it's number one.
You
it has to be
A. You think she went as a pimp?
Yes.
Tom, do you?
I'm going to go with C. I think that's the most. I think that's the most.
The mother pig.
And yeah, I think piggy nips.
You think piggy nips? The correct answer was B. She went as a drug dealer.
No
and
way.
Won first prize.
Yeah. And I won the costume competition.
Which
is very cool.
That's such a failure on the public school system.
That no one, because I assume that the teachers would be like, "That's an outrageous thing to come dressed as. Go home immediately."
No, my teachers didn't care that much.
They were also drug dealers.
Well, you said
look,
to me,
dress for the job you want. Then
you
I dropped out of school 3 years later. So,
well,
oh, too dark. All right.
But you said to me that. You were giving the drugs to your teachers as well, and they all had to think it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was like it's like bribing them to win the award.
Wow. Do you think drug dealers get their little bags from...
from Button?
Button bags.
Well,
just buy loads of clothes.
I tried
all the time.
To buttoned do it, but clothes. Sometimes there's a little hole in the
yes.
button bag, so you
yes.
can't actually keep anything decent. There's a tip for all the aspiring drug dealers out there.
Okay.
Just order them from the internet, because I found out you can get, like, not that I've ever...
Alibaba.
I'll just be yeah. quiet now or I'm going to get arrested.
You would order those bags. You would just be... You may as well just go
yeah,
have
go
a sign on
AliExpress.
Your door going, like, I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Because
no.
that's such a giveaway, right? Who else would buy those
bags? I don't know.
Bags?
You put treats in there.
Treats?
Yeah.
In a little bag?
Yeah.
I my merchandise this year comes in those little bags. Yeah. It's cocaine. It's very expensive.
You say merchandise.
I'm quitting comedy. But it means that backstage, I take them all out and like to put them on the table, and it does look like when the cleaner comes through, there's just a bin full of empty bags. Like, no wonder he talks so fast on stage.
Why did they put a hole in them as well? Because who's going to like suffocate with a bag that's that big?
I don't know.
You'd have
maybe.
To be so like. And then you,
that's not okay. You tip, but it, what?
No, I'm saying why do they have to have those bags have a hole in them?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Why? You wouldn't suffocate with a bag.
I reckon
that small.
The button industry is sick of their bags being co-opted by the drug industry.
I reckon buttons are rivals. Secretly alive and they need an air hole to breathe.
All right, at the end of the round. The scores are Tom on 1 point. Go for Tom.
Still one.
Rose on 3 points.
I've got one. Guys, let's go and sell drugs.
You set can... them free. Set them free. They're suffocating.
Are you okay? Are you okay in there?
You definitely...
Oh, I thought they were drugs.
All right. Sorry. Reese is on 4 points.
Oh.
But our leader now on 5 points is Nina Oyama, everyone. All right. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel.
Ooh.
If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get it right. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you ask them as many questions as you can, because bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong. So, to Tom. Now, once Reese was travelling back home from New Zealand when he realised on the way to the airport that he had lost his passport. When he got to the airport, he told the staff there... When a very large man said, "Relax, bro, we'll just call Canberra." Reese was relieved as he was overhearing the guy's conversation and it all seemed cool. When the guy hung up, he said very nonchalantly, "Sucks to be you, bro, you can't get on the plane." Reese got very angry when the guy said, "Don't panic, we're just going to deport you on another plane," which was leaving only 2 hours after this initial flight. Yeah or nah?
So do I...
You
do
ask him as many questions.
Okay, fine. So, Reese, so, what were you wearing?
I think, actually, like, track pants. And,
he thought you were a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah, I was there on a big work selling coke thing. No, I think I was probably just... It was very early in the morning. I was doing a gig with Amazing Pack Society, and we were doing a gig 2 hours out of Auckland, and it was... I remember being...
There's chicks out.
Yeah. There's 2 hours out of Auckland.
Yeah, yeah.
That exists. And it was in... I forget what the town was called, but it was this, like... We were doing this one-night gig where... and we had took us a long time to get there, and then we did it, and there was people... It was, like, a car festival, and there was, like, a Confederate flag on a car, and we were like, uh-oh. Someone that looks like me and someone called Pax Asadi, let's get out of this town as quickly as possible. So we left at 6 in the morning, got to the airport, but as I was entering an hour out of town, I realised I didn't have my passport with me. And it was, I feel like, friendly. Have you ever, like, had to call an airport just to be like, "Hello, I don't have a passport, I'm in another country. Can I get home?" And I was doing Canberra, this is all boring part of it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
The boring is really adding to the truthfulness. I mean... No.
And also, the Patreon listeners are loving this. Okay.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Get a life. I don't... or keep paying so Josh can. With Canberra Comedy Festival, I had to be... Snip that bit right out, I reckon. I've got a brand of a nice guy now. We need to get rid of it. Doing Canberra Comedy Festival the next... day, like I had to land and do shows, and so we had to, like, it was lucky that they could get me through. I remember being like, Kiwis are some of the most laid back people in the entire world.
I'm pretty ashamed that this happened.
Like, he genuinely was like, the hope I had in my eyes when he was just like, "Yeah, no worries, bro," like those are the exact words, "let's come into my office and we'll call Canberra," and then he just dialed some random number in.
He dialed the numbers for CANB. Canberra.
Engaged.
Sorry, I'm not a question.
You can ask.
No,
me.
No, ask a question, no, Rose. My question was, what were you wearing? I mean, I've
wait,
not
so
been.
Did you say you
I'm
got
hardly
to...
Hercule Poirot over here, am I?
I love that I'd love that Poirot, actually.
I would love that Poirot as well. I'm sort of dressed like him.
Yeah.
I think we could do a really fun Sherlock and Watson type situation. You and I are like, hello! Don't know where it is. Let's get wine.
They do seem pretty gay. Like.
They do actually. Yeah, we are.
Did you say you were deported?
Yeah, which
yeah, that's
I
what, that alarmed me
got
in the story,
terrified. Though. Like, yeah. When he said deported, you kind of go like, oh, no. And then he was like, yeah, just get on the plane. Like, there was minimal paperwork. Like, you'd think there'd be way more. And then when I got to Australia, they were really, like, I had to keep explaining the situation. I keep having to be like, hello, I didn't have my passport. I've been deported. They're like, to where you live? Yes.
That's such a great way to get back home without a passport.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that was an option.
And with deported. The numerous drug charges against you, it's probably going to...
That would help.
I can't even get into a country, let alone out.
But is it... I would say deported is like... That feels like you've committed a crime and they're going to...
Yeah, Google me and look at my face.
Is that what you told them at the airport?
Yeah. Can't find my passport, but have a Google. I have a great gala spot this year.
So they typed your name into Google and it came up, Reese Nicholson, gay, question mark.
Yeah. Get out of our country.
You should leave. They just didn't let you fly. They just didn't not let you fly. Like
it was like, I think what it was is like we needed the 2 hours to like process and everything and like do calls and stuff. I think it was like, because my flight was in like an hour.
Oh.
And I think they were kind of like, oh, yeah, an hour and a half, whatever. Yeah, I never know with those rules.
Yeah.
Just turn up 4 hours early and whatever. But yeah, I think it was like the processing time that they need to do in Canberra. This is just admin.
Where did you lose it?
Yeah, so no I've, idea.
Oh.
So you lost it somewhere in New Zealand?
Yes.
So somebody might be trying to fake your identity. Imagine how exhausting that would be.
Good on it.
Okay. There's some really tired There's Kiwi, like, okay, I haven't got the quiff right.
There's like a Kiwi somewhere with dyed red hair and like...
Okay, there is a podcast after us, so what do you think?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Can
There's
I say
a podcast
one thing?
After everything.
Like it could have been worse. You could have been deported by boat, you know, so...
Yeah, yeah.
No, too soon? Okay.
Well, yeah or nah?
I mean, absolutely, yeah.
You think yeah? Yeah,
what is it? Yeah? What are we saying? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, queen.
It was nah. I put there for Reese.
What?
Most of it was true, but he didn't get deported.
Might, oh.
They just let him on the plane, right?
Yeah, the guy again. The most laid-back country. I was like, I've lost my passport. And they were like, he genuinely said, no worries, bro, we'll call Canberra. And then when he hung up the phone, he was like, yeah, we'll just put you on the plane and hope for the best. Exact words. He had a badge on. And I was like, cool, I like this place. Maybe I'll stay.
Hashtag white privilege. Anyway.
Come on, I'm grey.
It's a long festival. Okay, now, Tanina, for a brief time, Rose was part of Kevin Hart's entourage.
What?
Yeah or nah?
Oh, how did you meet Kevin Hart?
So I didn't meet him per se. per se.
Pussy.
I didn't meet him pussy. is that how you use it? I was in Montreal for the Just for Laughs festival.
Clang,
yeah.
Fuck you, you were there too, bitch.
Yeah.
I was there and I was at a show with my friends. I was watching a show, and Kevin Hart actually was on the show. And it was like an alternate lineup show, and then he came on and he did the most, I'd say like absolutely, like the most out of touch set I've ever seen in my entire life. Basically, in the set, like he just got come from doing a massive stadium gig, and then he came to this tiny gig to do this like cool lineup show, and did not read the room because he complained about how. His main joke was about how he's complaining about Jerry Seinfeld convinced him to get a clay pizza oven. And he was like, you know that feeling when? And
oh,
it's like,
I know that feeling.
No, absolutely not. His literally, and I'm not shitting you, his chain was blinding the crowd. Like the lights were hitting off and everyone was like, oh, fuck. It was wild. It was wild. And then he came in, everyone was like, oh, Kevin Hart's over there. Because he was being followed. I was being followed by like a documentary crew.
Okay.
For a Netflix thing. And then he went on, and then I went, oh, I'm bored of this. And so I left. And I went outside, and I was outside, and then I met a girl, a woman, not quite an annoying lady.
My name is Ren.
And she was somehow worked with him. She'd seen me on another lineup show that I did done with Reese,
and she was like, "Come and be in Kevin Hart's entourage."
Basically.
Why?
Well, because she was like, "Where are you? Do you want to come along? We're going to." Cleopatra's for another drop-in at a gig, and she was like, do you want to come along? And I had my phone, I couldn't text my friends who were in the gig, and she was like, no, just come along, come in the Uber, wow. We're leaving now. And then
you,
I was like,
you love pizzas as well.
But I was like, I thought it was that moment where I was like, I'm never going to get the opportunity to do this again, and it's quite crack up. So I went along.
Why did
her.
You leave?
Why did I leave? Because I was, I don't know, I was a little bit drunk.
Sick of that life.
Sick of that life.
Wait, could I go to a better question? Which member of Entourage were you most like in Kevin's Entourage? Adrian Grenier, E, Turtle, or Johnny Drama?
Having never seen the show.
What? You've never seen it?
No.
It's so made. Yeah. It's made so made for, you, for yeah. women.
So
it's
made for
aged
women.
Aged so well.
I've never seen it either.
I'd say Turtle.
Turtle. Yeah. Oh, that's really sad. No wonder you left. You always get shit on.
What do you think, Nina? Yeah. Yeah or nah?
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, a point there, Nina. Wow.
That was cool. I remember those. Is that the year, like, his LOL thing? Or was that, is this last year?
It was last year.
Oh, last year.
It was last
there was that
year.
One the year before, years ago, that he set up some LOL thing, and it was the strangest gig anyone's ever done.
Oh,
in the
yeah,
world.
I heard about it. No, this one was, I am in the background footage, I think, of some of the footage. I was sitting right behind his wife and him in the Netflix, like, you know, behind the scenes documentary. I was sitting next to one of his main guys, and I was like, what are you drinking? And he was like, because he had a red cup, and he was like, gin and juice. And
I'm going to go home and watch that.
Yeah.
I'm going to lip read that moment.
It was great.
She's saying, what are you drinking?
I met Jonathan Van Ness in Montreal.
Yes, you did.
That year.
Yeah.
But in a way where my friend, like this friend of mine was like, oh, my friend's John coming. My friend, and she'd had a stroke, it was pretty sad. My friend John's coming. And then I was like, oh, great. And then we're sitting there, and I looked to the side, and just Jonathan Van Ness was standing there. And I needed to pull her aside later and go, when you say your friend John is coming, you need to tell someone that it's the most famous gay person in the world. And then we went to a strip club.
What's he in?
He's
wow.
The
you do have a wife.
Is he one of the
he's one of the queer he's one of the queer
long hair?
He's the one with the long hair.
Okay, so yeah. I know him, I'm cool.
Yeah, See, I knew him as the long, because I feel like Queer Eye is not made for my people.
Yeah.
It's made for, it's like to watch us like a zoo. Yeah. But please keep watching.
All right. So, Therese. When Tom was in Japan, he found himself in what he thought was a very small museum. He was walking around it for a while when he realised he was just in a stranger's house.
The fucking colonial English. You can't go to another country without wandering to someone's house. I bet you took a bunch of cutlery as well.
Took it all.
I was hoping you were just going to stop it once in Japan. You found yourself. But, oh, cool. What was it that made you realise it was? Was there like just a family eating dinner or something quietly? Like, they're so lifelike.
This is a wonderful museum. yeah, it was. Basically, I was staying. I love telling people I've been to Japan. Basically, that's the main reason I wanted to include this. Because I have actually been to Japan.
You know, I'm half Japanese, and I didn't appreciate it when you came into my house.
I can't help myself. I walk past a house, I see there's Japanese people in it, I have to go in.
It's not our culture. You didn't even bow. Disrespectful.
Super disrespectful. I was in Kyoto, because I've been to Kyoto, guys.
That checks out.
That's a place. It's about 2 hours outside of Tokyo. And
it's the old capital.
How far away is it from Auckland?
Also 2 hours.
Wow.
They're having a car festival. I think I was in sort of Japan. And I went to Kyoto and on the Shinkansen, on the bullet train. I've done that as well, guys. And no one else has been to Japan. It's only me. That's the rule. And in Kyoto, it's got a very beautiful area of sort of old buildings and old houses. And I'd met someone at the youth hostel I was staying at, Klang. And
was this like 6 months ago?
This was on my way here. And, and he said, "Oh, I've heard about this. There's this Japanese no theatre in this area of Kyoto. We should go and find it." And so we're walking around, but it was quite dimly lit, and there weren't any signs up because it's sort of a sort of heritage area. So it's sort of they don't sort of change it.
And sorry, Nina, is heritage Japanese for residential? Is that like? Is
yeah,
that
yeah. Heritage.
See.
Please don't cancel me. I do not speak Japanese.
Out of all of us, I was not expecting you to be the most racist. Finally, I can stop feeling guilty.
I am actually half Japanese. It is true, unlike all the other lies that I've told.
Those were lies.
Yeah, I'm an 18-year-old model, not a 16-year-old. And I hate cum.
Well, that changes the last round.
You just bring out a plate and like, is this cum?
Yes, and I love it.
All right, we're going to move on.
So I'll just tell you the story, if I may. And because I've actually been to Japan. And I was walking around. He said, "Do you want to go and see this no theatre?" We try and find it. And we saw this.
What is no theatre?
Well, it's a traditional form of Japanese theatre. I'm surprised you don't know
N-O-H.
That.
Oh, right. So it's not just like, no theatre today.
Well, basically, that was what happened. Because...
You're watching a verbatim piece of theatre about someone living in a house.
So impressive. And so we found this little lamplit pathway, and we're like, this looks like it's a sort of official sort of building. So we walked up, went in, didn't take our shoes off, because we thought it was an outdoor building.
Sacrilege.
Building?
And like a public building, I mean.
All right.
Like, I was very drunk last night, and I'm still recovering. Why did I have
that? This happened last night.
This happened last night.
You got really drunk.
Dream. And then we walked around, and this lady came out in very, very... like formal traditional Japanese clothing, and she looked at both of us up and down and went, "This is my house."
In English.
And then we had to do lots of bowing. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, that
really redeemed yourself.
Yeah,
loads
of bad
right
bowing.
Do a bow.
No, because I can't do it properly. Because you've got to be able to do it like you wouldn't do it sitting down. I don't think. Can you do it?
No.
Right. Okay. Great. What do you think? Yeah, or
no? Yeah, I can do it. I reckon, yeah.
You are correct. It was yes.
Yay.
Amazing.
That's so
amazing.
Funny.
Great. So embarrassing. Terrible.
That's brutal.
So do you
reckon
embarrassed.
It, do you reckon, I reckon that happens a lot. Like, did she seem angry or was it more like, no, this is my house. Yeah. Ah, fuck.
Japanese people are never angry. Like, she just would have been like, I'm so sorry.
She stabbed herself with a sword.
She was angry.
Oh, she was angry?
She was angry.
Oh, okay,
she was like, she looked up and down and she was like, this is my house. Like, she was feeling.
Please, sit down.
Yeah. All right, to Rose. Now, Nina was once banned from a laundromat. Because on a very hot day, while she was waiting for her clothes to wash, she climbed into the dryer because the metal on the inside was cool and it was nice and shady. When the owner found her, they had a massive argument, but most of the argument centered around whether it was cooler in the dryer or not. Yeah or nah? You can ask
it. This is my house.
I have known Nina for a week.
It's been such a great week.
This rings true in my mind, but I'm going to ask a couple questions.
Okay, good.
How old were you when this happened?
This was last week.
So how we met. Yeah.
How's the laundromat going, by the way?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Comedy didn't work out. What were you getting washed?
I was washing all my stuff. Like, I just do a bulk wash.
Very cool.
Yeah. I don't have a laundry in my house. Wait, no one does. I don't have a washing machine.
Yes. People have washing machines in there. I mean, was that just me?
No.
Again, is that a dishwasher all over again?
Yeah, his name is Simon.
His name is Simon.
I don't have a washing machine in my house because I'm poor.
No one's going to laugh at that, Nina. That's really brought the mood down.
But is it quite expensive to do the laundromat? How much would it cost?
$13.
13 Australian dollars.
Yes, for 1 week's worth of washing.
All right, that's quite good. You don't separate your whites and colours and stuff?
How very not Australian of you.
I sit him up and he knocks him down.
I was going to say, my washing's actually very intersectional. All genders, all races, all religions.
So...
Love that you've got loads of, like, ecclesiastical gowns.
I've got a pope hat.
I've got a
hijab.
No, Nina, it's called a pimp hat. It's a pimp hat. We've established this.
Do you know this gentleman's name?
Which gentleman?
The person running the laundromat.
What's Pope Francis?
The person having... The owner of the laundromat.
Oh, it's a woman.
A woman. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why do you assume everybody who runs a laundromat has to be a man?
Wow, Rose. Women can do laundry too. Hey.
You know the world is too woke when that's a sentence. Like, come back around.
So you fit your whole body into a dryer, is that true?
Yeah, but they're like industrial sized dryers, so they're like real big, they're like a metre and a half big.
Sure, and what stage, what, I mean, why?
Because it was hot and I was hungover. And I was like, maybe this will make me feel better. It's like, you know those Japanese nap pods?
Yeah.
Like slide into your own coffin and have a little sleep. I was like,
This is my house.
But when I was in there, I pretended, what's that DreamWorks symbol where he's like a man in the moon?
Oh, yeah.
Fishing, and I was like, that's me right now.
And so, how long did it take for you to be in the dryer till the woman?
Yes.
Came Lynn. Along.
She has a name.
Lynn.
What's her name?
Lynn.
Lynn.
Laundry, yes. Lynn.
Lynn. Laundry Lynn.
Laundromat Lynn.
Laundromat. That's how you say it in New Zealand. So how long was it you were in the dryer until she came? She popped over and was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, she was like banging on the dunda because I shut it.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No.
What do you reckon? Nah, yeah or nah? Nah? You say nah?
Nah.
You are correct. It was a nah, yeah.
Oh. I tried.
You were nearly there.
But I did, my laundry did get stuck in a washing machine in the laundromat, and it usually takes 20 minutes, but it'd been going for 2 hours. So I broke into the back office, but it's like, I didn't break into the door, because the plugs were behind, and I need to turn off the plug to turn off the washing machine to get my stuff out. But it was like a really high wall, so I like scaled this really high wall and like climbed over like with this much space into the office.
You're like Harriet the Spy.
Yeah. But they're called 24-hour laundromat and they're only open from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. And their phone number doesn't work and their email doesn't work.
Nina, that's 24 hours over a week. Like, it's not just the one day. Like, yeah.
That's genius.
Yeah. But was she really called Lynn?
No, there was no person there.
Huh. Shit.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Tom still on 1 point. Okay, give it for Tom.
Great. Yeah.
Rose is now on 4 points.
Wow.
Nina's on 6 points. And Reese is also on 6 points. All right, we're going to move through this one because Fitbit's starting. Okay, so this is the final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. The only round you can lose points. Can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go.
Oh, fuck. So much cum.
Nina, is it me?
Question one. Who was once taken home in the back of a police wagon for crying in the street?
Tom.
Reese.
Tom, yes, Tom.
Rose.
No, that was Nina, a point off Tom.
To be fair, it could have been anyone on this
stage. Yeah, 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 yeah. Throw all purpose one there.
Oh, that's where we met.
All right, question two. Whose prime minister has watched them do stand-up?
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Rose.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Reese.
Yeah. That was a nice tweet.
Just cool wanking jokes in front of her.
I did some deduction. I just realised Tom's prime minister is a little busy at the moment.
Yeah.
So she is.
She loves my stuff. It's the only thing calms her down.
And I would love to see Scott Morrison go to Nina's show.
He'd probably say, ni hao. I watch the news. Imagine if I didn't know that was a reference. And I was like, he'd probably say, ni hao.
I think he'd like it because I talk about my butthole a lot and he shit himself in 997 at an Engadine McDonald's.
Oh, I love that story.
I hate that cunt. Anyway,
my name is Reese.
Next question. Who swam with a shark in Adelaide? Who swam with a shark in Adelaide?
Rose?
Yes, Rose.
Tom?
Yes, it was Tom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Very brave. Brave boy.
Well, I heard the shark alarm, but I don't know what that is.
It's when there's about to be a West Side Story style.
Well, I thought it was an ambulance. So I was like, oh, someone's sick. I'll just go for a swim. You got to live, right? And then people came running out and going, what are you doing? Didn't you hear the shark alarm? I was like,
what does the shark alarm sound like?
It was like, whoa.
Surely it makes a shark. Yeah.
Next question. Who here is an American citizen?
Oh, Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Reese.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Tom. Yes.
Fight me. I'll just get four other countries to fight it for me.
Do you get to vote?
Yeah, no, I think you need to be a resident to vote. But I can just kind of wander in anytime. Like, I got a passport and everything.
Well, have you, though? I mean, you don't even need that most of the time.
I want as little bullets in my chest as possible.
Question five. Who got on so well with their teachers at school, they invited them over for a party?
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Tom.
You are correct. It's a point there for Nina, yes.
Pretty cool guy.
Pretty sweet boy.
Such a lonely boy.
How old? what year were you in? How old?
What year? Year 10, I think. Probably year like 10. 15 or 16.
Did they come?
Yeah. And
he's still wearing the same blazer from that day.
I love it so much. Such a happy day.
Next question. Who, as a child, wet themselves in the supermarket in pants they had made themselves?
Reese.
Tom.
Yes, Reese.
Rose.
You are correct, yes.
I'm leaving.
That's some of the most together Roseness I think I've ever seen as a backstory.
Oh. What was good is that I vowed never to return to that supermarket ever again, and then the next week I was like, I'll just go back, but I'll never wear the same trousers, and the next week I was in the same fucking trousers. I was like, they need to get these bad boys out.
How old were you? How old is child?
I was about 10 or 11, and my mum made me sit in the back seat like a dog because I had peed myself, yeah.
But that's
I had a UTI, don't want to brag.
That's early to get a UTI.
I know, baby.
Were you wiping the wrong way? What was the deal? No, don't. No.
I honestly got in the pants were about too tight. And then,
I reckon I've got a UTI from Spanx.
Yeah, fuck you. You do that all the time. Yeah.
So, anyway.
We just don't let them do it at the front.
See, with this story, Rose, though, it's impressive that you could make your own pants by 10 or 11.
Hell yeah, I sewed a lot when I was a kid.
But then you ruin it by pissing yourself at that age. So. But don't worry, you're not the only person on the panel to piss themselves in a supermarket. Come see Josh L. Talks, you'll hear all about it.
Good plug.
Great.
Got him in. All right, next question. Who broke up with someone when they realised they'd been stealing lines from 30 Rock and passing them off as their own?
Rose. Oh, Rose?
Yes, Rose.
Reese?
No, that was Nina did that, yes.
What? Yeah. Oh, I dated an improviser and I'll go
to her. Oh, gross.
Red flag number one. But I'll go to all her improv shows and then I'd never seen 30 Rock before and one day she showed me 30 Rock and I was like, oh my God, like all of these lines are what she says in improv. Like she'd be in a scene and be like, I want to go to there.
And I'd be like, oh, fuck.
I'm Tina Fey.
Yeah. And she always called me Lemon, and I was like, oh, I thought it was a cool nickname, but it was actually her doing Jack Donaghy impersonations.
Fuck! Jesus Christ.
Before, it's quite brazen, I would say.
When you're sleeping with an improviser, is there a lot of, like, yes and for consent?
Yes and.
Just, now it's no and.
And our final question for the game, for the Comedy Festival. Here we are. Who here dirty danced with the nation's most beloved newsreader?
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Reese.
Yes, it was Reese, and it was Li Lin Chin. Yes.
And we fucked.
And that's why she retired.
Yeah. Couldn't sit down anymore.
At least she didn't have a UTI.
What year was this?
I was a plus one, never a bride, at a Chaser after party at something with Chris Lieben, if anyone knows who that is.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I was Chris Lieben's plus one, if that makes you feel sad. Anyway, cut that out. We were dancing at this party, and Li Lin Chin was like a bit drunk, I think, and kind of like just started dancing with us and then me, and then at a certain point just went, "You look like Morrissey," and ran away. And then we fucked.
And you said, "You know, I have the same views on nationalism."
Yeah. I like your hat. Yeah, but I was like, she's one of the people I was genuinely starstruck by her.
Yeah.
Like I think that era
I was the same with Margaret Pomerantz.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did a gig with her once, like, on her TV show, and I got cut out of it because I was really bad at it, and it was just the saddest thing to watch Margaret Pomerantz be disappointed in me.
I was like, How many stars?
One. She went, oh, David.
David would have given you 5, though, just to conflict. You know?
Yeah. She smokes like a fucking chimney.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Me and Tom are both in the middle, just watching you guys talk about who we
don't know. They're newsreaders we have loved.
Yes. Is that who they were?
They're famous movie reviewers.
Oh.
And Li Lin Chin was a newsreader.
Oh. And now she does ads for Uber Eats.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen those.
And
yeah.
Trains.
Oh yeah.
That makes me so sad. Oh, okay. Sorry, Li Lin Chin.
All right. At the end. Oh.
My life.
Don't you know who I am? Comedy Festival 2019. The scores are Tom on 1 point. Go for Tom Allen, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Rose Manafeo on 4 points. Nina Oyama on 8 points.
Yes!
And also on 8 points, it's Reese Nicholson.
A win for Australia.
The grossest way to... Nina blowing Reese Nicholson at the end. It got lit at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know who I am anymore.
So normally at the end of the show we do a thing of plugs, but you're doing shows interstate? You're doing shows in Sydney or Brisbane?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing... In Sydney I'm doing the Enmore Theatre on the 11th of May. It is a big old fucking room. Help me. I've made a mistake. And I'm doing a Perth Comedy Festival at the Heath Ledger Theatre.
Great.
Which makes me sad every time I say it.
I have a podcast with my friend Alice Snedder called Boners of the Heart. Check it out if you're that way inclined.
Yeah. Cool. Tom.
Oh, when does this go out?
It will go out in 2 weeks.
So I have just done Sydney Comedy Festival.
Oh, no. All right.
And it went great.
And it was such fun. You really missed out. And I have a podcast called Like-Minded Friends with my friend Susie. You might like.
Susie Ruffle, who's been on the show.
Oh.
Talked about swimming with sharks, because I swam with sharks with Susie.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll cut that.
Good story.
And Nina.
We do quite a lot of them. I sometimes forget some of the stories, but that sounded like a good one.
Nina.
I'm doing Sydney Comedy Festival from the 15th to the 19th of May, and please go on my Twitter, because I need friends.
Can you go for everyone you saw on stage today?
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.